Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 170. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
And Ollie again.
Yeah, yeah.
Huzzah.
We love to have you. Yeah.
I like to be here, too.
Well, good. I didn't have to bring her, but I invited her, and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, we're doing another Wolf Cop. And she's like, oh, I don't get to be on those kind of movies. Like, we realized that she has to be on the movies that are heady that she needs to explain to me.
Uh-huh.
So.
I speak Matt.
Yeah.
I think we all speak Matt by now.
This is
you speak it more fluently than any of us, though, I think.
Yeah. Try putting that on your resume. I speak idiot.
I speak retarded husband. Oh. So what's up, guys? How you been?
I'm just hanging out, man. Schoolwork.
You have not been just hanging out. You've been going to school every day.
Schoolwork.
Schoolwork gym. Schoolwork gym.
Yeah. Not that long ago. Well, no, yeah. It was this last week. I've been catching up on sleep, so I know we ain't going out.
Yeah, we ain't done shit because it's all work all day or school all day, work on the weekends. I just found out I have tomorrow off and I'm really excited.
Nice.
Off from school, I still have work.
Oh. Bok.
Yep. But. Still. Yeah, work, school, gym, podcast, sleep, work, school, gym, podcast.
Remember the Jersey Shore over here.
What is, oh yeah, gym, tan, laundry.
I don't know. We're trying to go to Florida.
Yeah.
And preparing, oh, that's right, you guys are going to go see a
friend.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah, see a friend.
Going to go see Tom and Rochelle.
Okay, well, you can say it. Okay, all right. Yeah. I don't know if it was classified info.
No. Not really. Is our friend Tom and Rochelle.
Okay. We don't want to say his
handful of our friends from Florida. As you know, some people in Florida.
Probably see Haley. I'm sure we can convince her to drive the 90 minutes.
She's coming out here soon, right?
Yeah, on the 10th. She'll be here next Sunday.
Neat.
Yeah. No, wait. Tomorrow's the 3rd, so a week from tomorrow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy. Up,
dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have you guys seen or watched or played anything of note?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
We watched Isle of Dogs. And I have not been more invested in a movie in a long time.
Did you get very weepy-eyed?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Some sweet parts, yeah.
I was like, dogs are so good. Why you wouldn't be such a dick to the dogs? And then we were drinking and I challenged her to a competition to learn Japanese.
Because that movie's like 50% in Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a Wes Anderson flick, so it's like all weird and quirky.
It's weird that like the fights in the movie, there's, you know, dog fights and dogs fighting with people and stuff, and it's always like a cloud of cotton, and then like they show random stuff like a fucking kidney surgery, like kidney transplant, like the beginnings of the surgery where they're like cutting people open, like
pulling
so
the organ out.
And all that in stop motion is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
So we watched that and I watched the first Wolf Cop today.
Yeah.
And
oh, good, because I need a refresher on some things when we get there.
Okay. So I watched the first Wolf Cop today. I watched 100 Tears today. I still love that movie. You know, after seeing Terrifier, I'm like, yo, you're not such a good scary clown, you know, but
Which one?
100 Tears.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Marcus Cook did that in 2007.
I was going to watch Clown again the other day.
Clown is really good.
What's your favorite clown movie of all time? Is it Terrifier?
You know, I was kind of thinking about that today, actually. Clown is really good.
I need to see Terrifier.
It probably is Terrifier, man. Like I said, that kind of ticked every box for me.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun. It was silly. It was really fucking violent. And I really like that art is silent, which, I mean, Gertie and Hundred Tears was too. Yeah. And I think it's probably Terrifier.
Terrifying.
And that's not just me, like, being a company man. Like,
the Who Goes There podcast brought to you by DreadCentral.com.
I ripped the shit out of Director's Cut, but
you sure did. You were unkind to that film.
But Terrifier is really, really good. And I will watch that anytime you want to watch that.
What about you?
What, favorite clown movie?
Yeah.
I can't make decisions like this, dude. I get so much anxiety. You don't even know.
Well, you said clown right off the bat.
Yeah, I wanted to see that just the other day.
I'm going to agree with you. Because that shit was great.
Yeah.
I really thought you would go inventive. With it.
Well, you could go with
I was going to mention that, but it's kind of hard
to... But I don't know that it is really a clown movie.
And it wasn't really that scary.
I mean...
More for kids scary.
The main character and the main antagonist is a clown.
Yeah, but that's more a coming-of-age movie.
Shifting...
I still would call it a clown movie. One of the main characters is a clown.
Look, it's an astral spider, bro.
Did you see...
Looks like a clown.
Did you see that meme
talks
where it
like
was
a
like...
Clown, sounds like a clown. Looks like a clown.
It's a clown.
Like Stephen King talking with his publisher, and it's like, Stephen, I love this book. Like, the crazy clown, that's great. And he's like, yeah, there's also a child gangbang. Wait, what? God is a spider!
Yeah, dude, I did see that. So good.
That was fucking great. I have a merch idea I got to run by you off air, too.
Oh, is it going to waste money?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
excellent.
My God.
I always love when people read it, and if they make it through, when they get to the intergalactic spider bit, I'm always like, you weren't expecting that, were you, motherfucker?
We couldn't even make it through. We couldn't.
I did twice.
Well, that's true.
I
and
read it.
When we were doing it for the book club.
And I listened to it.
That's true.
So, fuck y'all.
I watched...
audiobooks.
The Howmie Jamie gave me a couple recommendations.
Jamie Mollison?
Yeah. She told me to watch Eat, which I've seen
a
few times before.
Oh, I've seen this flick.
So yeah, remember when I told you...
Oh, wait, no. That's the wrong one.
It's about like a supermodel, or not a supermodel, like an actress who, like, when she gets nervous, she starts like biting on her fingers, okay, and eventually she kind of like starts...
Yeah. She gets a little nibble.
I honestly think this is a better version of Raw. It's like a similar stuff happens. I mean, it doesn't have the it doesn't have the coming of age, but it's like got a very similar slow
totally different themes.
Slow ascent into cannibalism. Yeah, I mean, like one
ascent?
Of them is- Descent.
Descent. Yeah, he goes out raised into cannibalism.
You're leveling up. Until they're cannibals.
Yeah, you're leveling up as a cannibal.
We have two more of these if you're interested. It's it's kind of like a soury.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Pink.
Yeah. A little sweeter.
Yeah.
More berry.
If you're interested.
Remember when I told you that guy had written us a really shitty review and I tracked him down?
Yes,
oh my
I do remember this. You went nuts doing this.
That dude told me he was in a movie and to check out the movie and review it on the show, and this was that movie. He's the scuzzy porn director in this movie.
Ah.
And so when I saw it, I was kind of like, I hate your fucking face, but...
But your movie's all right.
Yeah, but the movie's all right. God. I actually liked it quite a bit. And it kind of, I was telling Alia, that helped get me out of my eat. Yeah. It helped get me out of like my horror rut because I just haven't wanted to watch anything lately.
Right.
And I was like, man, this is just really bloody and violent. This is really cool.
It's right up your alley.
So then I watched another movie called Skinless.
Dude, you went on a tear this week.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
This is in the last couple of days too. I watched a movie called Skinless, and that was like another one that was really good for me. It's like this guy, he's like an absolute piece of shit, but he's like a scientist and he discovers a cure for cancer and he tries it on himself and it basically like makes all your skin fall off and start rotting. So he cuts off his own face so he could like preserve the skin and he wears it as a mask, but he also got the ability to like spit acid. So he just spits acid in everybody's face and like... Puts the things into them and rips their skin off, and it's super violent and super bloody. It is not what you would call a good movie, but like
it's a fun movie.
Yeah. I was just like, man, this is what I miss. It's just lots of blood and practical effects.
Would I have fun? That's hesitation.
Probably
tells
not.
Me everything.
Probably not. This one, Skinless. No, I think you would like Eat. Skinless. I don't think you'll like.
Did you end up watching Antiviral?
Not yet.
You should watch that, dude. I mean,
will.
It is a Cronenberg ass movie.
I like Cronenberg,
but well, it's his son.
Oh.
But I think you would like it. It's a little like look
little
at
cute.
How clever we are. But there's enough gross out shit that I think you would really enjoy it.
Good.
Except for that guy's face. Fuck that guy's face.
Who? Which
guy? The main actor.
I thought he was the Skarsgård at first.
No, he's not a Skarsgård. He was the
Pennywise Skarsgård. Whichever one that is.
Una segundo.
That sounds like a city in Southern California. Una segundo?
Caleb Landry Jones. He's been in a bunch of shit.
I thought you were saying his name was Una segundo. I was like, that's an interesting name.
But he's been in a bunch of shit. He was in Get Out. He was the brother. He was in X-Men First Class. He was Quicksilver, I think.
Whichever guy has the stupid face.
Yeah, he's got the stupidest face. He's got these little pouty lips and this fucking red. Ugh.
I just want to kiss him.
I want to just kiss him so bad. But yeah, Antiviral is a good flick. I think you should check it out.
I watched something else, but I
Jesus.
And then I spoiled myself on what happens with Safe, and I'm very angry about it. Not because I spoiled myself, but because of how it ends. Because
of the show itself? Yeah. Dude, it's bullshit.
She actually asked me yesterday, she's like, do you want to finish this? I'm like, no.
It's actual bullshit.
Yeah, it's like it builds up all this potential where you're like, oh, it could be something really cool. And then they just do like the shittiest, stupidest
plebeian shit.
Yeah, like most contrived bullshit.
My whole thought, or my hope, and I don't want to make that sound fucked up, but I really wanted his daughter
to be into
to
some
be
shit.
Involved in some crazy
Me too.
8mm snuff film shit. I was like, yeah, let's go down that path.
Yeah.
Come to find out that she's just trying to find like the group that her mom burnt down a school with.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, oh, who fucking cares? It's like a Scooby-Doo mystery at that point.
Yeah.
You know,
it was so bad.
It was really good tension-wise, and then it's just like,
do people keep dying at least?
There's a couple people. But when you find out who killed the first kid, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, why? I mean, it's one of those bits where like all of the goodwill that you built up for a character sort of like goes away in an instant and you're like, what was the point?
Yeah.
Then? Because, you know, it ended up being for nothing. I don't know. Whatever. It's.
Yeah. Fuck that.
C'est la vie to that show. What about you?
We didn't finish it.
Those movies that he watched and then some.
We started watching The Hollow. I think Matt mentioned it.
Yeah, the cartoon.
And
yeah,
the like cartoon on Netflix. It's pretty cool.
It.
Yeah,
it's good.
The animation, like is mostly CG, but like the backgrounds, I don't know if they might be CG, but they look really cool sometimes. Like the actual settings, of thing, and it's like very, it's like a mystery, sci-fi, fantasy, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
It's weird.
Neat
kids with superpowers.
It, yeah.
Anything on the Japonese scale, like any weird
Full Metal Panic still.
I'm just watching, yeah.
All right.
It's like every Friday, it's like this thing. Like,
dude.
If I'm asleep, I hear her just instantly come
this
home.
This show has
close
been having
the door.
So many. Okay, the last time that they had an anime come out from this series was like 12 years ago or 13 years ago.
Mm.
So it's been like, oh, finish it already, you know, like finish the story, like animate the last of it. And they're finally doing it, and they're having all kinds of production issues.
I bet it's killing you.
Yeah.
God,
I wake up to watch it, and it's like, oh, it's on. No, it's not. Due to production issues, the show will be
Are you watching
later
that on Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
Nice.
Every few weeks, too, they'll do like a recap episode, so she'll get all psyched to watch it.
It's
and
like
then she's like, it's
episode
a
four and a half.
Episode.
Four and
yeah,
a half,
dude.
Which is a recap of episodes 1-4. Oh, fuck.
Who cares?
Yeah,
I've already seen these like yesterday.
There's like literally no new parts.
All right. Well, hey, catch up with that.
Yeah. Have you seen anything?
So a couple things. For all my Stephen King boys and girls out there, I started watching the Hulu series 11/22/63, based off of the book of the same name. I don't like it.
Imagine that.
I think it's silly. I think it's goofy. I think it does a disservice to the book. I do not like James Franco as a serious character.
I don't like James Franco as a person.
He can go fuck himself. This series can go fuck itself.
Oh, man,
I'll probably finish it because I'm already invested 2/3 of the way through. But
okay, so if it was that bad, why did you watch so much?
Hope.
Because I'm a Stephen King addict. I can't help it. I just don't like it. I don't like it. The fucking tone on that. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I just, I don't
I'm
know,
I'm becoming
man.
Comic book okay. guy and you're becoming the fucking critic.
Oh, fuck Siri, you, Siri. Siri heard that. So, hey, Siri can go fuck itself. Call Robin and finish. She admonished me, the little bitch.
Yeah, there's no need for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do not like that show. I'm like two episodes shy of the ending. I'll probably finish it only because it's a hate fuck at this point. But if you're a fan of the book, don't recommend it. I have been playing a game called Hollow Knight.
Okay.
That just came out on the Nintendo Switch, but it's been on PC forever. That is one of the raddest games I think I have Hollow played Knight? In a long time. So it's a Metroidvania.
That sounds fun.
I love that that's like a genre now.
It's so good. It's incredibly hard.
It looks
hard.
Cool. Look at that.
It's basically like a side-scrolling Dark Souls light.
Ew.
What I mean is that the difficulty level
you
is...
You lost me at Dark Souls.
Well, no. It has nothing to do with Dark Souls.
No, I mean the difficulty. You
it's
lost
hard.
Me at Dark Souls.
It's hard, dude. Like, there are times when I go, am I old? Do I just suck at video games? Or is this game actually hard? And it's frustrating. The boss battles are horribly annoying. But the satisfaction that I get when I beat a boss, finally, yeah. It's like, yeah.
And that's the thing. Like,
dude, what was it? Mega Man 2? Yep. When you and Miguel and like, there was a group of like 4 to 7
it was
guys.
Like me, Miguel, Mikey, my brother Dirk.
Sometimes Rick,
and sometimes Irish. And we would all sit there.
They would like
for
get together at
hours.
The house. Yeah, for hours just taking turns, like
playing
going
Mega
through
Man
levels.
I can beat, until we finally beat it.
I can beat Mega Man 2 in 42 minutes.
I'm sure you could not.
I'm sure I can.
I'm sure you could not.
I definitely can.
We'll have to, we'll put it on Patreon. And if you
42 minutes is not too
if
long.
You can't, if you can't
do
it.
Well, the world record is 31 minutes.
If you can't do it, we'll punish you somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called putting your money where your mouth is.
It's been a little bit since I've done
we'll
like
a speed
you.
Challenge. We'll make you take like a shot of 2 different kinds of liquor 4 times over or something
no,
like
gonna,
that.
I'm going to put my balls in your mouth.
I'm going to put you in my asshole and choke you out with my anus.
But yeah, no, I'm pretty good at Mega Man 2. I'm pretty all right. But yeah, Hollow Knight. It just came out on the Switch. If you got it, buy it. It's $15.
If you got it, oh, if you
it's got three. It's got three DLC packs that are included free. The controls are incredibly precise. It feels super good to play. So recommend it highly to anybody that is a fan of that style of game.
I'm looking it up on the Steam store right now to see how much it is.
It should be $15, like I just said.
Well, it's Steam's on sale. Like, everything is on sale.
Cool.
$9.89.
Does that come with all the DLC packs?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
There's a soundtrack and then a soundtrack and the game. So I'm guessing it comes with the DLC.
All right, maybe it might be the full game. Get it. It's so good. Play with the control, obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
Play with your control.
You bastard.
Gosh.
Any news?
No, that's his control. Let us borrow that like 3 years ago or four years ago.
Any Start news that we should get to or should we just skip it?
So that show that you were talking about last week that you hated got canceled.
Oh, Ghosted?
Yeah.
F that show too. Like real bad.
I don't know why you don't like it.
It's stupid.
I mean, it's supposed to be.
Are we watching it? I'm not watching it.
No, that was the one with Craig Robinson and Adam Scott.
Yeah,
he
it's
was
bad.
Talking last yeah, week about how he started watching it, and he's like, fuck this show, and it got canceled.
That one I'm not going to finish because it's too far beyond the pale of bad.
Did you watch that Purge TV show trailer?
I did not. You sent it to me, but I did not.
It looks all right.
But it's a USA show.
Yeah, but it's still showing blood and stuff. Ooh. And I mean, like, Monk was a USA show and Burn Notice was a USA show.
Yeah, but it's not going to be
but
anything.
But neither
they
of those were
ultra violent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm as optimistic as... I'm more optimistic about that than I am about
the new
movie? Purge movie. It looks good. And I mean, it's a 10-part mini... No. Well, not mini series, but like a 10-part series. So if they have a good story. I mean, that's really
at
what
least
the Purge,
it's short, yeah.
That's what the Purge movies miss is a good story.
Right.
And I mean, being 10 hours, you can almost watch a Purge in
real time.
You
can actually do character development.
Yeah, the Purge needs to exist on the small scale, I think.
Like
in terms of like story-wise.
You mean like in the movies where it's like a quick over and done? Or?
No, I more so mean like the scope of the story, because that first one was so good because it was just a
the
house
neighborhood, yeah.
And it was their fight. When it expanded out and you got
trying
like
to tell the story of a whole fucking city, like,
yeah. When you've got like
a whole country,
you know, yeah. You've got a store owner who's protecting his thing, and then like they're trying to get the mayor out of the country, yeah. And it's just like.
Well, then the last one we watched, it was like...
maybe it was that one.
That was the last one. There's only two.
No, there's three. They all blend together. Because the first one was the home invasion.
With Ethan Hunt.
The second one was like just a neighborhood.
That's
and that
probably a person.
Badass kung fu guy that kicked everyone's ass.
Yeah.
And then the third one was like the rich people or something. It was
that was the one.
Yeah.
The
was that election year?
Yeah.
Where they're trying to protect the mayor of the city.
That one sucked.
Yeah.
And this one looks like it's going to suck.
I'm going to watch it, and we're going to review it.
We're going to watch. I was telling her on the way over, I was like, I'm not looking forward to the next two movies we're doing.
What's the next one?
The Purge.
The Purge, and then?
And then Unfriended, Dark Web.
It's a double team against Matt. Jesus.
And then Christ. And then we have to watch The Gallows in there somewhere too. What a shitty month.
Yeah, I mean,
read the Cliffs notes and say you watched it.
No, we have to do a live show.
Yeah, we made a deal with Patreon that if we got to
the next milestone,
goal, that we would do a live commentary episode of The Gallows again.
That could be fun at least.
It'll be fun at least.
Because at least we can talk through the whole thing.
Which is what we're good at doing.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Agony got canceled, the unrated version.
I saw that. Because
apparently nobody's playing it and everybody hates it. I'm very glad I got a refund.
That's
for that.
A bummer, man, because that concept is so...
edgy?
It's so good. I mean, it has potential to be really, really well done. But unfortunately, they got so mired down in atmosphere that they forgot to write a game.
Well, and not only that, I think they have kind of the, what was that, No Man's Sky? Or is that what that was called?
Yeah, No Man's Sky was all promise, no delivery.
Exactly, where they had like a really good concept, and then they just got like really overwhelmed with their Kickstarter, because, I mean, they both made a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And then they just couldn't deliver.
Well, and also...
Which, this... is well, I didn't kickstart this, but I bought this, you know, early.
Yeah.
And I kickstarted the Project Scissors Nightcry game. I am never, ever kickstarting a game ever again. And I will probably never kickstart a movie ever again, thanks to Director's Cut.
Killer Clowns is coming to Universal's Horror Nights.
Yes, they are. I actually have that right here.
They're doing Killer Clowns. They're doing Stranger Things.
Who cares? They're doing Killer Clowns.
Dude, that Killer Clowns, those costumes are the fucking creepiest.
I'm all in, though. I think this...
I want to go on shrooms.
Yeah, we will. Look at this.
We will.
It's going to be so awesome and scary.
They're actually also, the Chiodo brothers are selling Killer Clown from Outer Space puppets. Like little hand puppets with boxing gloves on. Look at that. Look how fucking cool they are. Like they're super high detailed.
Oh my God.
I love all of
these. Those things belong in like glass frames. Yeah.
I wonder if they can actually box, because they all have little boxing gloves.
Yeah, I think
so. I think it's like those kind of like boxing guns.
That'd be cool.
Face.
Yeah. They're $200 though.
Yeesh.
Yeah. But fuck, it's so cool. And there's four of them. Five of them.
Go to patreon.com/whogoesherpodcast.
$1,000 to buy all five of those.
God,
that is
too much money.
Banooners.
We just need two to fight each other.
Yeah. Anything else?
Halloween is doing the H4O event in Pasadena this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if we went to 30 or if we went to 35. But I also went to 25.
I remember
back in 2003.
There's a burger place. Yeah. That place was fucking good. And you go like, it's got like a, you kind of go downstairs. It's like a lower level. I don't know.
They
it's
gave
delicious.
Us free koozies. Yeah, I forgot what it's called. But
worth it.
The last one we went to was fucking depressing. The one I went to in 2003 was really cool. It was like a huge deal, like top floor, bottom floor. and just had a bunch of people, a bunch of cool celebrities. This last one was just like a few vendors and then a room where you could pay way too much for autographs. And
I still bought a couple autographs.
That sounds depressing.
Well, yeah, because like
Corey Feldman there?
No,
He wasn't. He wishes. Halloween.
He was in.
I know, but he's.
He's everywhere.
He goes to conventions that he's not even, you know.
Didn't you meet Corey Feldman?
Have I ever told you my Corey Feldman story?
At least twice.
At least twice, huh?
But yeah, that's going to be in October, which is cool because there's actually a Halloween movie coming out in October this year.
Nice.
So
cool.
Might go.
Anything else?
Just that Taco Bell is redoing the Demolition Man Taco Bell for Comic-Con.
Oh.
I'm so excited for that.
And yeah. Quiet Place 2, expanding what's going on. And
John Krasinski, whatever his name is, he's involved somehow.
I'm unsure how I feel about that.
I thought you liked the movie.
I did. I do.
You prefer it to stand alone.
Yeah. What could they do? A prequel?
No, I figured they're going to do like another, like expand the unit. What's going on in
a quieter place?
No, what's going on in the U.S.? Like, yeah. How has the invasion
kind of developed? Like what Cloverfield should be?
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe.
Because they gave us a lot of information about what's going on in the world aside from just their house in the mountains.
Yeah. Maybe a quiet place is part of the multiverse.
We said that.
Everything, you just can link anything, dude. It's like a fucking quilt. Yeah. You just like, it doesn't fit, it doesn't match.
Fuck
perfect.
It.
Doesn't matter.
It's good. Put to it go. On there. At least it's colorful.
We'll overlap some shit. It's all good. We'll cover this part later.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
you done?
It. That's it.
Hey, Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up with the Patreon?
Patreon.com made our dreams come true because we hit our new milestone. And so God. We have some cool stuff to do. We have to make a new video and everything. But Patreon is how all of you awesome listeners help us continue doing this show, you know, so we can go to conventions and we can buy beer and
yes.
You know, video games and stuff to try out for you guys and all that stuff. So you can go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and pledge a little bit of money. And if you do, you can get exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merchandise. You get group chats and occasional group chats. You also get the opportunity to pick a movie and it's all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
We've got two new homies that we want to say thank you to. We've got Vithika Vixen, which I don't think is her real name.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not.
And also, Fred Sanchez, but I don't know if that's his real name
his
either.
His name is El Mariachi, because he is El Mariachi. He's got a really nice trumpet, too.
Ooh.
I think he does.
So
maybe I'm just talking out of my
ass. There was a bunch of instruments, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Can we get down?
Maybe.
Possibly, probably. I don't know.
Excited.
He was very accommodating when we were over there, so I'm sure he'll let you touch his stuff.
Does he have any sort of percussion instruments at his house?
I mean,
probably.
Maybe.
All right, cool.
I'm sure he's got like some hand drums somewhere.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you, Patreon homies, first and foremost. We've got some cool things being delivered shortly.
Yeah, so apparently the supplier ran out of stock and neglected to tell us and then just decided not to make our order until I called and said, what the fuck? And so now it's supposed to be here in 3 days.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to try to fucking crawl out of a contract.
Right.
Dicks. All right. Well, that's it. We're going to be taking a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about another wolf cop. Mm-hmm. Cop.
That's a hard P.
With a P, not a s-
like the hard P in the first world.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard P in this movie.
The P P.
All right, bye. Click clack.
You know, I'm craving a fucking giant pretzel right now. And guess what? We didn't make it to the fair again this year.
We could go tomorrow.
You go tomorrow?
Oh,
I have work. I have work tomorrow night, though. So we'd have to go, like, early and...
Hold up. I might have some tickets for you.
I was going to say, we ain't got no money.
Hey.
No, we're broke.
Are we going to use those fare passes? Question mark.
Ain't no got that son of a bitch.
Give them to Matt and Alia? Question mark.
What is that? If you need a portable toilet, a pool noodle will make it much more comfier. Doesn't say more.
Well, let me think about. Is your sister off of school?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe we could take her. I think we have three.
Tight.
Let's see if she's going to recycle them back into her buy nothing bullshit group.
It is pinche caliente aquí.
What?
So it is pinche caliente.
It's not that hot.
I'm sweating.
You're always sweating.
It's true. Call me Big Wool.
Because I'm a heavy sweater. You're so stupid. How did you convince your wife to marry you? I don't understand.
I have a wool sweater and it's not heavy at all.
It's just hot.
No, it's comfortable.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're dumb.
And to answer your question, I have no idea.
What? You've been gaslighting her since day one.
How I got you to marry me.
Hey.
I'm very gullible.
That's probably it. Guess what?
What's that?
We're back.
Oh, snap.
I wonder if our listeners are tired of me doing that voice.
You know what? I'm not tired of hearing it, so. Keep up the good work.
Oh. Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little film called... I'm Googling what the movie we watched.
You just that's not said
true.
It.
That's not true.
You jagaloon.
Another Wolf Cop. And I will tell you what it was. Faster than you can say, poop de poop de pants.
Peep de peep de pants. You lied again. Just like your Mega Man time.
Well, you can talk. I mean, you can talk. I mean,
well, I can, but you said you were going to have it done before I could say that.
Written and directed by Lowell Dean, starring Leo Fafard, Yannick. It's Fafard. It's F-A-F-A-R-D. Tell me how else to pronounce that.
Fafard.
Yeah, that sounds way better. Yannick Bisson, Amy Matisio.
Una Segundo.
Uno Segundo as the wolf. Jonathan Cherry, Serena Miller, Devery Jacobs, Chris Blackwell, Alden Adair, and a bunch of other fucking people.
And Kevin Smith.
And we will talk about Mr. K. Smith shortly. Matt Smith.
Yeah.
What did you think of Another Wolf Cop?
I love Wolf Cop. I do.
That's not the movie we're talking about.
I like a lot of the elements of Wolf Cop 2, Another Wolf Cop. And when I watched it the first time... I liked it more than I did now, but after watching the original and then watching this one,
yes,
I don't think it has the same charm as the original.
Okay.
But it's still very fun. It's very much tits, blood, gore, and drugs, and alcohol.
It does have all of those
and
things.
And a big fucking wolf cop. So.
And a wolf cock.
And, oh, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Why are you winking at me?
Wolf cock.
Okay. Ollie, what did you think about Another Wolf Cop?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I mean, I didn't dislike it also.
You're very just down the middle on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's... I don't think that I'm actually its audience. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
fair.
I don't feel like... That movie's really made for me, but I still enjoyed it anyways, despite that.
I'm not dumb enough for this movie. Well,
okay, but regardless of it being, you know, for me or not, I still enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little less positive.
Yep, I saw that coming.
I'm a little less positive. So I don't remember, honestly, anything about Wolf Cop 1. Or Wolf Cop.
Lucky for you, I watched it today.
Well, yeah, and I need some clarification because there are things that I'm like, what?
Okay.
What happened? Who's the shapeshifter? a sphincter says what? That I'm just like, I don't understand.
I honestly didn't know where you were going to fall. Like, at first, I'm like, George is going to fucking hate this. And I was like, well, he likes Thanksgiving, but he hated Bloodsucker Jones.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I think that another wolf cop, despite being about a cop that turns into a wolf, and it has shapeshifters, and has
a satanic hockey team.
A satanic hockey team, and has, like, basically face huggers. And then chest bursters. It's overall kind of a boring movie.
The second one, yeah.
And that's my trouble with it, because
I started playing that fucking Cartoon Network game I'm playing at about like.
It's got all this real positive stuff going for it, man. Like, there's a lot of cool kills, and there's some, you know, some fun stuff with the, you know, with the werewolf.
Yeah.
And there's some fun stuff with, you know, the chest burst, the stomach burster stuff going on, the
bubble guts.
The bubble guts. Kevin Smith makes an appearance, which I'm a little bit upset about.
upset why?
It's just K. Smith doing his thing in the middle of a movie that he probably doesn't belong in. And
it does take you out of it a little bit.
It's so jarring that you're like, what are you doing?
Because everyone else is a virtual unknown, and then there's him.
Well, but and then he's also doing like...
He's so him.
He's literally just playing Kevin Smith. He's like making all these stupid hand gestures, and I go...
If he would have like got killed or something right away, that would have been rad.
Like right away?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those ones where you're like, oh, Kevin Smith is... Oh, no,
it's
no,
the
he's
mayor,
not.
And he's dead.
Yeah.
I just... For all of its parts that are seemingly really fun, I think the whole of it is a little bit boring.
It didn't really flow that great.
I see that. I agree with you.
Yeah. It's that. I think that's what I meant by, like, it doesn't have the charm of the original. I mean, but the original went, it was very well paced, but I remember the first time we watched it, we even thought it was a little long in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of dragged, but today I was like, no, this is just fucking...
Well, this movie's short. It's an hour and 18 minutes, probably an hour and 10 if you count credits.
Yeah.
So in terms of movie time length...
But it's a little disjointed scene to scene, you know, and like, really, sometimes that's really funny, like when who's the friend? The one that
Willy.
First one with the bubble guts.
It's Willy, right?
Willy, yeah. When he hugs him goodbye, and it's like, okay, bye, and he's standing there, and then the next instant, he's sitting on the couch next to him, hugs him, and then like the next second instant from that, he's walking out of the house again. Like,
yeah, you gotta wonder how much of that was intentional and how much of that was like...
It seems intentional because it was pretty funny. Like,
right. And I think
it tickled me a little bit.
They had, like, that scene with the reporter where she's like, oh, and we're going to send it to so-and-so, blah, 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 and they
stay.
Yeah. So I feel like it kind of had a little bit of that Bloodsucker Jones comedy to it, but it just didn't hit
as... It didn't land as well. So again, my bad for not remembering Wolf Cop.
Right.
But I kind of feel like we were laughing a lot more.
Yeah.
There's a lot less funny on this movie, and a lot more like what?
I feel like a lot of the jokes kind of got recycled in the second one, and it was less funny, more like slapsticky, what the fuck, because like the farting scenes, like with Kevin Smith, and that kind of stuff wasn't in the first one. And I mean, it's feels really weird to say that the second one is just more lowbrow than the first
one. Here, I mean, look,
because that's why I love this is that it's lowbrow, but it's a different kind of lowbrow.
And here, I mean, we're talking about a movie where a cop turns into a fucking werewolf. Like, yeah. I don't want to.
And he stays a cop, like in uniform.
Yeah. Pulls out his gun and like shoots the baddies. I don't want to get too far into the circle jerk of like, it's a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. I just think that there's a lot of things that were sort of misguided that the director in particular wanted to maybe break away from the first Wolf Cop, but I don't know if that stuff landed very well.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I agree.
I don't remember the first Wolf Cop well enough, I think I may have fallen asleep.
Where does Willy, why is he in a box?
So the short...
Should we spoilers from here on out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the short...
Hold on.
Oh, wait, because this comes out tomorrow, which will be like a few days before the episode actually
right, so
gets released.
Yeah, it'll be released before we talk about it, but they're still. So from here on out, I think we'll talk about spoilers. I feel comfortable saying that if you've seen the first Wolf Cop and you enjoy it.
I feel like we already spoiled it a little bit.
No, I mean, I don't think
okay,
so.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I
elements. Yeah.
I think if you enjoyed Wolf Cop, the first Wolf Cop, God damn it. Why did they just call it Wolf Cop 2?
All those options are.
I think you'll enjoy this one.
Yeah. So for the uninitiated, Wolf Cop, I almost said Wolf Cop 1. Wolf Cop, there's a loser alcoholic cop who, while on patrol, finds the mayoral candidate dead, and then he's attacked by shrouded figures. He later wakes up, recalls like a satanic ritual, finds out that they sacrifice people to be able to turn others into werewolves.
Oh, right.
Because werewolf blood can sustain the powers of shapeshifters for a long time. So they turn people into werewolves, take their blood, dry it out into basically cocaine and snort it, and that allows them to live on.
It's a running theme in these movies.
Yeah, live on and be a shapeshifter. So he can't be subdued the way that the other previous werewolves can, and that's because the alcohol essentially gives him superpowers.
Right. It gives him more wolfy powers.
Yeah. And Willie,
weird because he's already a werewolf.
Willie in the first one, you think turns out to be a shapeshifter. Like
that's what
time.
He said, like when he first were, you know, in this one, coming into the house and stuff, into Willie's old house. He's like, oh, that blah, 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 he was a shapeshifter.
Yeah, that guy turned out to be a shapeshifter at the end. But then in this one, you find out that Willie wasn't actually a shapeshifter, that
the shapeshifter took over Willie's life.
Yeah, he was basically abducted by the shapeshifters who probed him, and they sent one of their own in the guise of
what?
Willie. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad that you explained that because I did not catch that.
So, like, if you weren't actually George, you were a shapeshifter, and then we killed you, and then next week the real George comes back and goes
out of this green.
I'm not a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened. Like, so, somebody put something in my butt, and now I'm in this goop.
So, why did they send him in a present back to Wolf Cop?
That I have no idea. I don't think they really explain.
Okay, to be completely fair, I'm pretty sure I started spotting plot holes from the very first, like, 5 minutes of this movie.
Well, I think the whole movie's a plot hole. Like, I think if you try to pick apart the plot, like, you're barking up the wrong tree.
So these kinds of questions, who knows why the fucking aliens did that?
Like, he's just there in a giant box that's
because we need Willie back, that's why.
He was my favorite part of the first one, and so I'm really glad that he came back and he wasn't a bad guy.
Which was probably
the best part of this movie.
What was
too.
Funny to me is that, like, I found Willie's character kind of annoying in this movie.
But endearing too.
But the shapeshifter Willie, I thought was more like, I like this guy.
Like how he was just like, Lou Guru is the bravest, most awesome man I've ever met, and he's super handsome. And I just, you're such a good guy, Lou Guru.
I liked his crush on the cop girl.
Yeah.
I like that.
He had a crush on Lou, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He's just lonely.
Can we talk about, because I was wondering, it's probably my favorite scene in the movie.
Meow.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So Willie's sister turns out to be kind of like a witch-ish person.
A werecat,
who you come to find out that she can, you know, turn into a werecat. That scene where she has sex with Lou is probably the most hilarious thing I've seen in a long time.
It's so much better than the sex scene in the first one.
Yeah.
Because it's in the first one, it's more sensual, and it's Lou with, like, a fairly hot girl. In this one, it's the werewolf with a fairly hot girl.
He's basically getting cat-fucked.
Yeah.
And cats don't have good sex. They have, like, real ugly, like...
aggressive,
like,
sex.
Like, shitty, like, stuck-together sex.
And she had,
it's
like,
all because of the males, though.
Yeah, right. They're Barbie penis.
Yeah.
She had six. She had six boobs,
tits, titties,
and they weren't even like cat boobs. They were like full on boobs.
They were regular ass boobs.
Yep. They're three different sizes too.
Yeah.
Dude, I want her to send that image over to Titty Bats.
Oh,
I'm sure he'd enjoy
titty
it.
Cats.
Would. Titty cats.
On that note, I was telling Ollie, I'm like, oh my god, a blowjob from a cat would be fucking terrible. They got that sandpaper tongue.
Yeah.
There's a video of Ellie Kemper from
Kimmy Schmidt. I was just thinking about that. I couldn't remember who was in it.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm going to dry my mouth out really good.
I'm going to dry my tongue until it's like sandpaper.
Give you the driest blowjob.
Yeah.
That's so good. Do you want me to dry my mouth out for you, baby?
Wipe a paper towel on it.
That little skit is incredible.
Yeah,
it's great. That was before she was a thing, and then she really got popular, that video was unbelievable. Yeah. But yeah, that sex scene is sort of it's so out of nowhere.
But I mean, that's kind of
expected it a little bit if you've seen the first Wolf Cop. You're kind of like, okay, so when's the sex scene? I was thinking that, and I don't even remember large parts of the. And
I was expecting a sex scene, but not necessarily a
furry sex scene.
A werecat on
well, and then within the first it had to five
be
minutes,
it had to be furry sex.
When you
though.
See his giant dong, you're like, I kind of hope we see a sex scene.
Now, would it have been better if it was werewolf on werecat?
I don't think so.
I loved that he was not werewolfed out, actually.
And then you see, like, his pale white ass just, like, fucking a furry.
He's doing his best, but I don't think he lived up to expectations on that werecat.
How do you think furries deal with this movie?
They probably love it, dude. They probably screen cap that shit and fucking make GIFs.
And what do they call it? Whiffing? Is that what they call it?
Yiffing.
Yeah.
They just fucking yiff themselves to fucking wolfcock.
Any of you furries out there, can you let us know if you enjoyed
Or anybody who has any sort of like insight into
Jacob,
furry lifestyle.
I'm looking right at you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He knows.
He knows.
Does
he?
I'm sure
he does. Seaver. The other Jacob.
The Jacob. There's only one Jacob that matters. Not you, Seaver.
That's a lie.
It's not you.
Either everyone matters or nobody matters.
He'll be on the show probably in October.
He probably will be. There's a lot of fun stuff. Well, I mean, what was your favorite scene?
I mean, the sex scene was great. I really loved the the hockey massacre at the end. That was really fun. And if that was a real team, guess what? I'd probably jump teams because that team is badass and I want one of those jerseys.
Those masks were incredible too.
Yep. Why can't hockey do that? They should make like themselves scary. I think it would be a lot cooler.
Make
if they did
that. Hockey scary again.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Uniforms versus like creativity in uniforms. That's what you guys are.
Does anybody make a jersey with that design on it?
Fuck no.
So when when they first put that image on Instagram, like before the movie was out, Chris sent a message to the guy and he's like, man, that jersey is really fucking cool, where can I get one? And the guy goes, probably Foot Locker.
Damn.
Yeah, but they don't have it on their website, but I want one really
I'm sure we could figure something out.
Yeah,
we're not stealing from Wolf Cop if they're not creating it.
That's true. We're just stealing intellectual property.
No, just steal it.
If you make it for yourself, it's whatever.
And we'll make it
if
a parody.
If you start selling
we'll
that's
it a parody.
Problem.
Yeah. We'll just change one little thing.
Yeah.
Call it creative use.
No, we're not going to do
make
that.
It pink.
We're not going to do that.
There
make
you
it
go.
Pink. There you go. What about you, Alia? Any
scene
in particular that.
No, probably not. Nothing. I mean, I like the ending. I really like the ending. How everyone all of a sudden, just like after this big explosion, they're all just like shooting the shit, just hanging out and being really cool with each other, even though they're all like exes, ex-current lovers, all this whole fucking shenanigans going on. Yeah.
Werecats,
and everyone's
werewolves.
Just kind of like, all right, yeah, let's go meet up for brunch or whatever. Like, you go with them, and we'll go with them. Yep. Yeah.
Willie
like
just that. Had this fucking
I thought Matt
thing
was
going to
say the werewolf transformation, though.
Yeah, I love the transformations.
Yeah. We got to talk about that.
They might be my favorite transformations.
It's
of any
fucking
werewolf
weird. So, the way it happens is essentially he's turning into a werewolf from the inside out.
No, it,
and
he's
has
like
to
the
rip,
breaking out.
And he has to rip off his human skin.
That's kind of how it happened in that fucking Netflix show that you hated, too.
Hemlock Grove?
Yeah.
But this is even a step above Hemlock Grove. Like, he's actually,
eats,
like, well, he rips off his
I think
face.
They ate it in Hemlock Grove.
His whole entire face is crazy.
Well, in the first one, they find his face in the bathroom. Like when he first transforms and they're looking at the crime scene, they're like, oh, look, that face kind of looks like you. And I don't think you realize at the time that it's actually his face.
Gross.
Another one of my favorite moments is when he is fighting that hockey team and he goes to pull off the guy's jersey to pull it over his head.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually rips off his skin. Ugh. That was a good little bit. I enjoyed a lot of that scene.
Yeah. Well, that whole hockey fight scene was great. I mean, like,
what's the climax kind of, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, even watching the hockey, when he stops the puck with his hand and it's just like smoking. And the guy's like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's pretty badass. And imagine if like hockey players had their sticks actually look like scythes. You know how fucking cool that would be? Dope. Hockey has a lot of potential to be cooler.
We painted only.
Can we talk a little bit about Mr. Swallows?
Oh, yeah.
I could not stand that character.
I think that's the idea.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because...
I mean, you're not supposed to like him. He's the fucking bad guy. He's the shapeshifter.
I think I said the same thing, too.
But he's, smarmy, but also unlikable.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm going to talk about wrestling again, but, like, The Miz, that's what makes The Miz such a good bad guy, is he's such, like... a reprehensible piece of shit.
No, but he's charming too.
But he is. But like, that's the thing. He can talk. You know.
But it's but like if he had no charm, you know, that's this guy. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
There's no charm to this guy. I don't think. I think Mr. Swallows.
But that's what makes him a good bad guy. Is you don't like anything about him. You can't relate to him. You can't be like, oh, at least you're funny. You know.
I think good bad guys are the ones you can relate to a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I've been watching Luke Cage and like. Every bad guy in Luke Cage in the first season and the second season. I love the bad guys. Like, I have moments where I'm like, for a second there, I'm rooting for the bad guy. Like,
man, speaking of Luke Cage, have you guys seen that second season of Jessica Jones?
I haven't. Now I want to, though, because I started Luke Cage and Defenders.
There's a real fall off from the first season to the second season. It's troubling how bad it is.
Luke Cage, I think, might be better. That's the second season.
Luke Cage was incredible.
There's reggae in this season.
Nice.
Oh my God. I'm in love with the bad guy this season. My Pinterest board is filling up already. Like, just pictures of him.
Speaking of reggae, when Willie is smoking with his...
We haven't even addressed that yet.
We kind of did.
His little Willie.
Yeah, with his little Willie, and his little Willie goes.
Bad Willie. That's the
good
man.
That's the good shit, man.
Everything's Irie.
Was that a reference to Bad Milo? Because he did call him Bad Willie.
Oh, maybe.
Oh man, I was dying when the little Willie spoke in like a Jamaican accent.
He's like the cutest little Quato that you could. He kind of looks like a dick.
Definitely looks like a
especially
dick.
From like
it's
underneath.
It's just like the most basic phallic shape,
but like
it's less detailed. Than
no,
the
but
tick.
There's something like where his chin should be that makes it look like a head. From
and he's
like
got a hilarious dirt stash.
I love his mustache, and I mean, I'm guessing he's supposed to look like Willie, and he kind of does.
Yeah,
obviously, I don't really want one, but I kind of want one.
The stomach mat.
Yeah, just like so I can talk to him.
Can you imagine what? What would Matt's stomach dick thing look like? It would be horrifying.
Be too hairy.
And be very cute.
Oh, just the cutest little stomach dick.
Yeah, anything like baby Matt, super cute.
Yeah. Or me shaved. Not super cute.
You'd have to stay away from elementary schools.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think he'd be kind of cool. I mean, like, if you didn't have to feed him, I wonder if you could, like, sedate him. If you can get him high, you can probably sedate him, right?
Real Irie, man.
If you're just like, spend time, like, when you needed not.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you're just
how
like,
long
oh,
before
I got a presentation
today. He's like, hey, can I DP you with this thing? Creepy.
Speaking of Irie, I watched Cool Runnings.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
For, like, the 30th time 2 days ago. Dude, that movie is so good.
So holds up.
You cannot fuck with Cool Runnings.
I love Cool Runnings.
Sanka, you dead, man?
Yeah, man.
So good.
And we quote that on the reg.
On the reg.
Yeah, we do.
Anything else on Wolf Cop? Is there anything in particular you that you didn't like?
No, I loved it all.
I didn't really care for or need the detailed version of when the fucking aliens raped Willie.
She
I did not need
that
at all.
Like, come on, I don't want to see this shit.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, they really gave it to him.
I didn't like that.
Basically, every scene.
I didn't. It was unnecessary.
I want to say that I don't like the actual, you know, the plot of the whole thing. But yeah.
This whole whole brewery aspect of it, I'm like, Jesus.
The brewery bit is kind of weak. I do love like the puppets and the fact that they come out, and I like the design of the puppets.
It was a little confusing how they went from like constantly advertising this beer to it's a hockey team.
No, like, so
it's both.
Yeah, I lost it. Yeah. So the guy's basically coming into town and he's like, hey, I'm gonna save Woodhaven.
But he's gonna own everything.
I'm gonna build this arena, I'm going to bring you a hockey team, and I'm going to reopen the brewery.
Oh,
he does all three.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And but, in the brewery, they're making basically the eggs for the skin changers to come through.
And then they put them in the beer, which people drink, and then...
They're sound activated by a toy that you get at Disneyland?
It's kind of like a bastardized version of Season of the Witch. You know, where you have like the mask and then the commercial comes on and it activates the mask.
Basically,
like,
yeah.
You drink this beer and suddenly you have this dormant shapeshifter inside you. And then when you hear the phrase that pays, you call 570-190.3 and it pops up out of your stomach. Mm-hmm. And you birth a fucking shapeshifter.
A reptilian.
Yeah.
Something that's going to grow into you and take over your life.
Like, so the thing I don't get is if Willie had the dick
Little
character.
Willy.
Yeah, Bad Willie.
Yeah.
And his turned into
the dick character.
His turned into a little baby dinosaur.
Yeah.
Did everyone else have funky dicks? Or is
he killed that guy, like, randomly in the hall, that guy's dick.
I think too that Willie's when in the very beginning of the movie, hold on, what is his name? Swallows.
Uh-huh.
Swallows was talking about his alpha subject.
Okay, so Willie
and I think that's Willie. And I think
that's why they sent the box then.
Yeah, I think that's why
that's
Willie...
That's why it was a gift.
I think that's why Willie's is kind of friendly at first, because it's imperfect.
Okay.
And also, the reason why they're doing this is because the shapeshifters can't breed in America.
I don't feel bad for them.
In Earth atmospheres, basically, why they're doing this. Because they can't breed IRL.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
So I wish we were good enough to science our way out of shit like that. Like, oh, we can't even breed in this atmosphere.
Not.
Like, boom, no problem, solved.
Boom, stomach eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of... So the organ player, like, he was so fucking weird, and I thought he was David Cassidy at first. Yeah, he's actually, like, a Canadian musician.
Dude, this movie is so fucking Canadian, it's unbelievable.
that's the thing is, with Kevin Smith, I'm like... I'm thinking like, oh, they just wheeled him out because he's a famous Canadian, but he's not Canadian.
He's not Canadian, but he loves Canada.
He's a Canadaphile for sure, yeah.
He could totally be Canadian.
He basically is.
And like...
Obviously, they have adopted him.
This has definitely changed the way I look at our Canadian listeners,
because
I'm assuming that they're all alcoholics and ruffians now.
It's true.
Yeah. I feel like this movie could have been vastly improved if... Willie was still wearing a Cancer Bat shirt like he did in the whole first movie.
Mm-hmm,
or they got the true son of Canada and got Chris Jericho in the movie for even a few minutes.
True son of Canada is John Candy. Sorry.
Was John Candy.
Well, still is. Sorry, bud.
Chris Jericho runs Canada now. Just saying.
No.
He's got his own cruise.
I deny you.
Doesn't matter.
Also,
but if they would have had him do like 5 minutes like he did in MacGruber, would have loved it.
Also, I love the idea that the moon is basically like ultra cocaine.
For werewolves.
For everyone, I guess. For werecats, too.
Yeah, she was like, this isn't for you. And she snort. Well, she didn't actually snort.
Yeah, from the moon. I think she was actually just doing cocaine.
She might have been. She pulled out a vial, that moon rock. She had to break a piece off and grind it.
She chunked it off.
Pretty rad.
Yeah, so she does like the line off her thumb.
Like, this isn't your crap, baby. This isn't your drug.
But see, that was another part of the sex scene that I loved, was like she does the cocaine or whatever, and she goes behind that changing screen. And she's taking off like her shirt and her underwear, and then she flops her arm over the side, like just her arm skin.
What would a werecat's like the wolf, the moon?
a werecat.
Oh, maybe she just wanted to do the transformation and not have him a werewolf and just screw him as
maybe
a werecat.
Maybe because cats are just assholes that they can transform at will.
Whenever.
God, fucking cats.
Unless it was that that stuff.
Yeah, it probably was.
But cats and dogs don't get along like that.
Sometimes
not,
they
not
do.
Not like
a That's
60
a bullshit
time.
Stereotype.
That's a bullshit stereotype.
No, not like 60 times.
Not like 60 times.
Not like that. You're right. That part.
They don't yiff together.
No yiffing. Good Lord. Yeah, I mean, I think overall the movie's fun. I just think that there is moments where it lulls really badly and it gets
just
a little boring.
Just watch the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of have to forgive a little bit in this one. Just forgiving it for the ride, you know. It's like, okay, well, I'm enjoying
forgiving
parts
it for
of
the
this.
Sexy.
Yeah, right. Well, the sex scene alone. You know, it's interesting because like we always talk about, well, I always talk about how editing would have helped. But if you edit this movie down, it's like
it would have been under
it's like 45
length.
Minutes.
And it would actually
like
make
minutes
no
long.
Fucking sense.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
Because a lot of parts didn't make sense to me because I wasn't
paying attention.
enough. Paying attention, just not enough. And, you know, catching me up here.
Catch me outside.
Yeah. Did you see the stinger?
Fuck! Every time.
Every time. You don't even bother looking.
I don't.
So there was a guy being wheeled out of a hospital by a nun, and he had his face all fucked up. And I remember the first time I watched it, I figured out who he was, but I couldn't figure out this time. But some guy, his face is all fucked up, and he's like, you know, I feel good. Like, I feel like even with this, I'm going to live my best life. And he walks out into the street, and he gets just annihilated by a bus, mm-hmm. and the blood splashes all over
the
nun.
Like the nun, all in white, like with her fight, like
who was
from the hospital,
soaked
just
in
like
blood.
Splash.
And then it says, "Wolf Cop will return."
Well, yeah, because the what's his name gets away at the very end.
Who?
The shapeshifter leader,
the main bad guy.
Oh, so maybe that was him. Maybe he's like
Swallows.
Maybe he's the one that was being wheeled out by.
No, he gets away. He gets away scot free. He just leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Then it probably wasn't him.
Probably not.
I forgot who it was, but I'll have to.
All right. I mean, let's wrap it up. I mean, if you like Wolf Cop, you'll like another Wolf Cop. I mean, that's plain and simple.
It's. I don't think it's as good as the first one.
It's fun.
It's still fun,
albeit a little boring at times.
Yeah. The sex scene makes it really worth it. Yeah. The hockey fight makes it really worth it.
The sex scene, the hockey fight, and maybe the stuff with Willie and his little Willie.
Yeah.
Is really funny.
Yeah, that stuff's all good.
Matt Smith?
Yes.
What's the links, my dude?
You can find us on almost all social media platforms. Mm-hmm, if you look on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch, it's Who Goes Their Podcast. If you're looking on Letterboxd or Twitter, it is at Who Goes Their Pod.
Nice.
And don't forget to go to patreon.com/WhoGoesTheirPodcast and help us out. Or you can go to WhoGoesTheirPodcast.storenv.com and buy an awesome t-shirt. Or a coffee mug or a beach towel. Or they now have all over print sports bras. So I might talk to Cal about designing something super cool for
Lord.
A sports bra.
All right. Well, this is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
Good night. It's
all
you.
All right, you fucking losers. That's it. The show's over.
I go the fucking fuck guts. Home.
Bye.
I thought you were going to go with the who goes there to
oh,
you.
Oh, no. That meme is dead.
Some lady actually complimented my shirt when I was leaving the gym. Like, I had my earplugs in, and I had to take them out, and she goes, I really like your shirt. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Usually it just gets me dirty looks. And her boyfriend's like, nah, that shit's legit.
That shit's hilarious. We should do an edited version for fucking just for shits and giggles, dude.
An edited version?
Yeah. What's her name? Lacey was like, I wish I could wear this at work.
I saw that.
But I work at the gym that I'm. So I thought it would be funny if we did, like, I dislike your flipping guts or something like that.
I'm gonna have to pee again before we leave.
Pee.
No.
Who's Kitty's at?
I don't know, one of the girls.
Little key. What is this? It's a game I wanted to check out.
This.
Joe Bob Briggs.
Joe Bob?
Yeah. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. He's coming back and hosting some Shudder horror movie marathon thing.
Pineapple. I don't know. I love that. Pineapple has a good candy flavor.
Hmm. Oh, you're gonna pee.
I'm gonna do a bad thing. Fuck it, isn't there? Judge.
Dang. Allison just sent me a friend request and it's like, Gift Wrap Quick Mart is waiting for you to respond to her friend request.
Boom.
Already tight. Being all tight.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.